Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Cecil, we've talked to you each week, and you have, I feel like you have been level-headed. Not too high when they've played well in the last, you know, couple of weeks, and then, you know, not too low when they've struggled. They struggled again on Monday night against Seattle. Everything you watch, were you surprised by that performance, in particular by the offense?
Surprised? Oh, well, first of all, Ron, good to hear from you, brother. Surprised? I wouldn't say surprised. I would say disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, we waited 15 days to see that. We waited 15 days, supposed to be a new offensive coordinator, supposed to be all this new stuff going on, and it's the same stuff we saw the last 2 years with Slowick. Like, there's no identity. What is the identity of the offense? Like, tell me the identity. What do you want to do in the running game? What do you want to do in the pass game? If you look at good offenses, right, if you look at Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, who they have this upcoming week, it doesn't matter who the thing on quarterback is. They have an identity. Matter of fact, it don't matter who the running back is. Look at last year's team. The year before that, they had injury after injury after injury. It didn't matter because they had an identity on offense. They knew what they wanted to do. And when you watch the Texans Monday night, there was no identity. They looked like it was confusion. I mean, it's third and short multiple times. You have no idea what you want to do. One time, Woody Marks and CJ weren't on the same page on third and short. You're trying to go outside stretch on the goal line. It's just a lot of questions like, okay, did we really plan? Did the Texans really plan for this? This is what you came up with your 15 days off, right? The bye week is supposed to be used as a moment to reevaluate who you are as a team, reevaluate who you are on your particular side of the ball. And then you get out there and you digress. Like, you don't even get better. You don't even show potential in different areas. And it was so frustrating to see. So I'll say I was very disappointed with the performance Monday night.
See, so what do you – because I think a lot of times stats are misleading, right? Like, right now, if you look at – I saw a stat that was posted on social media that was about the percentage of, I believe, pass attempts that were going at a specific receiver. And Nico Collins with the Texans was, I think, number 10 on the list in terms – 20-some-odd percent of the passes are going to Nico Collins, right? And I think people see that and go, well, what the hell are y'all talking about? They need to use Nico Collins more. They need to get Nico Collins the ball. And I guess my question to you is do you view that as just, hey, the volume number of just how many balls is going his way is really all you need? Or my line of thinking is the fact that he didn't catch one ball behind the line of scrimmage in the screen game at all, or touch the ball in some kind of exotic run type of play, I think that is a major problem with this offense and ultimately the Nico usage. I think it's bigger than that with the whole offense, but as Nico pertains, do you see it that way, or do you say, hell, man, 20-something percent is plenty?
No, you got to scheme people open. Like, you can't tell me there's other ways to get people open. Like, say, to me, if he's getting 20% of the ball, it's great. And all that means to me is the ball's near him. Like, he was the closest person near the ball, right? He was targeted. Okay, great. Doesn't mean it was a good target. Doesn't mean, like, the ball won the balls last night or Monday night, got knocked down and was hit him in the thigh. Like, okay, so I get that. They're trying to get him the ball. But it's about how you're doing it. Because there's easy ways to get him the ball. It's easy ways to get your get your guys touches, right? You mentioned screens. There's so many ways to do different screens. So many ways to have a motion and give him the ball, let him run. Like, there's so many ways to be able to scheme guys open. I just don't see it happening. Like, I don't see separation in different routes. I don't see – you can't run the same things over and over and over again. You can't – and I'm going to say this again. I talked about this with y'all maybe 3-4 weeks ago. These condensed formations – when you continue to have these condensed formations, it makes it easy for the defense. They can cover a space. They can cover – one guy can cover two different people. They're not in the, if the spacing is not correctly, like, it's just too much. It makes it hard for the quarterback to see what's going on. So, for me, it's about the scheme. It's not about the targets. You got to find ways to get your playmakers the ball and be creative. And I don't see the creativity out there right now.
Cecil Shorts III, former Texan, joins us, and I'd love to hear – hell, I'd love to hear both of y'all's response to this. And I'm just sitting here thinking, listening to both of you talk about the offense, and all of this falls under the person who is running the show. And you've mentioned this a little bit, Cecil. And it is, what now, week seven. They had a bye week. It is week seven, but you, as you said, 15 days, and this is the game plan. At what point, and maybe it already has occurred, at what point do you think people are on that team, guys on the roster, guys on the offense, are looking over there like, the guy at the top, the guy running the show, I don't know if he's got it?
Oh, it's happening. Well, it's happening. With seven games, and there's enough games to see, there was enough struggles these 7-8 weeks to see, like, okay, we got some, the guy at the top is not where he needs to be yet. And maybe he can be there, right? I'm not totally out on him, but what I'm saying is, as of right now, he ain't it. Like, he ain't there. And if this continues, you're going to be an average or below average team. That's just what it is. So now the question would be, do we keep him another year, or do we go out and get a veteran? Because to me, this doesn't just fall on Nick, Kaylee. This falls on D'Amico and Nick Caserio some as well. Like, you, instead of going out and hire an experienced guy, you get a guy that has never done this before, has never been challenged in this way before, to a team that you're trying to compete for a Super Bowl, go deep in the playoffs. That just doesn't add up, right? I definitely think it's something that's already being talked about. Now, can it get better? It can. And I'm hopeful that it will. But right now, this looks like a trash offense.
Do you see you, and you mentioned it there, because I'm out. I'm, for the record, Cecil, just so you know, like, I'm out. When you go into a game against Seattle and you don't have and you're after the game, your head coach is talking about, we got to go back to the basics and we got a technique and mechanic. Like, if you don't have, and I'm gonna use a very simple radio friendly approach. Like, if your run game, if part of your approach to running the football versus a front like Seattle is not to gain leverage and use some level of deception with jet sweeps or exotic formations. Like, if that is football 101. If you're not doing those things, then you have no hope.
Oh, they want to run it
you have no chance. I mean, Cecil, am I crazy? Like, because it's one thing to constantly preach basics, technique, mechanic. There's only so many different run schemes you can run from tight end to tight end. There's only so much you can do. Right. Mm-hmm. But the good ones are going to create flow by the linebackers, because you've got Nico Collins or you've got Jalen Knoll that are faking the jet sweep, and it's a legitimate threat, not just a ghost motion. Like, to not even implement those very basic things 3 months into this install is just one example for me, Cecil, of where I'm out. I'm done. I don't think this offense has a chance.
I tell you what, if the defensive line, and Clint, you know this, like, any defense line is getting a lot of pressure, right? Why wouldn't you screen them to death? Like, why wouldn't you find a way? They're going to get up the field? Okay, come on up the field. Now dump it right over your head. I'll dump it to Nico. I'll dump it to Noel. I'll dump it to Woody. I'll dump it to Chubb. I'm going to find different ways to slow that guy down. To me, that's basic as well. That's simple. Simple football 101 that you see in middle school. But for whatever the reason, I'm just not sure. I'm not totally out on Kaylee yet. I still have a glimmer of hope. Like, all right, maybe the athletes around him can do something. But I'm just confused on what is the identity and the goal of the offense right now. Well, I mean, when your defense is scoring more touchdowns or just as many touchdowns in the game, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I know, Cecil, you got it. I'm not putting words in your mouth. But for me personally, this is about D'Amico. I mean, like, this is about D'Amico and D'Amico's future as a head coach in this league. It's at some point it has to become D'Amico's offense. And I'm not saying he's calling the plays. I'm not saying that he's deciding what, like we've talked about, what exactly the identity is. But at some point, D'Amico's got to demand his offensive coordinator to understand those very and be able to apply and coach up those very basic things like I just talked about. Like if that's you're so far behind a 2025 offense, if you can't at the very least the physicality aspect of it, like that's got to be a D'Amico Ryans staple. Mm-hmm. If you're going to play offense under D'Amico Ryans, you're going to be a physical SOB.
No, I'm with you on that. Like, I'm with you on that because either that made me not to cut you off. That made me think about the Detroit Lions right away. Like Dan Campbell doesn't call a play, but his mindset and he has his stamp on what that offense is going to look like. Right, he has his stamp on. We're going to be physical. We're going to go for it on fourth down. We're going to be aggressive. This is what it's going to be, and that's the basis of their offense. So I totally agree. D'Amico has to step up in that way and make that happen for the O. I'm with you on that.
All right, Cecil. They've got a big stretch coming up. Three in a row at home. I know you'll be out there against winning teams, and it starts with San Francisco. And if they have any hope, sitting here at 2-4, this three game homestand, they gotta get going. They gotta get it going, and hopefully, we're talking to you next Wednesday about a win against the Niners.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
All right, that's Cecil Shorts III. We just learned Clint is out on Nick Cayley. Clint is.
My eyebrows raised up. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, the more I watch it, the more we talk about it, the more it's just like it is. And as I sit here and watch, like I'm sitting here watching up on this CBS Sports. It's obviously a replay of the Giants and the Broncos. And I've peeked up, Ron, at five different plays that should be a part of every offense that we have not seen in six games with the Texans. And we've seen it in an effort where they were held scoreless for three quarters.
This guy stinks.
This would be considered the worst film that Denver's put on film all year long. Worst offensive film they put, and they're attempting more, and they're more difficult to defend in the worst three quarters of football they've played all year. They're more difficult to defend than the Texans have been all year at any point in time.
Yeah, Cornbread's out. Multiple people have said they're out.
Yeah,
Ray is halfway out. Multiple people said they were out on Nick Cayley.
And I'm gonna be clear. It's twofold. I'm out on Nick Cayley and this offense ever coming around. And the main reason what's influenced me the most is hearing D'Amico Ryans talk about what this offense needs and what this offense needs to do.